Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is Monday, February 26th. It is so good to be with all of you today, live on Rumble, live on Twitter, live on Spreely, Roku TV, and also Apple TV, and obviously our friends over at Studio 24. Or 8424. So good to be with all of you today on the Shannon Joy Show. I mean it. I am deadly serious, dead serious. When I ask you all this question, I really mean it. Why on earth would we pour out in November of 2024, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans shuffling to the polls to vote in an election that both political parties, all mainstream media, both left and right, right-wing media, Fox News, Con Inc., Bizarro Con, are all telling us is rigged? What is the point? I've been going back and forth with this, grappling with this topic, because obviously today, the headline on the show and the title of the show is Rigged. I'm asking this question. I'm very serious about it. Everyone you watch and listen to, from the Mules, Dinesh D'Souza, Sean Hannity, conservative media, right? Everyone telling you over and over, the vote is rigged. The machines are rigged. Fraudulent voters, 91 indictments on the Democrat side. Voter suppression, disenfranchisement, insurrection, right? We are being hit from every angle, telling us that our elections are rigged, yet we are being encouraged. We're going to move into a political season where that's all we talk about. It's all we discuss. I have a guest today. She's an amazing woman. Her name is Christina Tobin. She has dedicated the last couple decades of her life to figuring this out, to exposing the fraud. She's independent. She's helped both Republicans and Democrats get on the ballot when their parties try to rig elections locally. She focuses on gerrymandering, and she focuses on debates. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to slap, because I mean it. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions, if not billions of dollars, dumped on ads and campaign machines and get out the vote. Thousands of thousands of hours of debate and discussion, and the talking heads on both sides of the political aisle screaming at one another. And we're all dragged into this. The world is raging right now against the Great Reset, the repercussions of COVID tyranny, and massive global governing corruption. It's everywhere. Great piece from Jeffrey Tucker over at Brownstone today. The crisis continues. In France, They are using brick and mortar to build walls around government agencies and government officials' homes, clashing with police and entering now in Europe into the eighth week of rolling protests. Farmers and truckers and individuals to the tune of hundreds of thousands pouring out into the streets in Europe, Denmark and Belgium, the UK, France, Italy, you name it, raging against all of this. Our freedoms being stolen, our elections being stolen, both parties betraying us. It's not just happening in the US and in Canada, it's happening across the globe. They're raging against this. But here in America, as they're cementing the walls around these government agencies, our asses are cemented in our lazy boys as we mainline political dopamine from both political parties and the mainstream media and wait for the most important election of our lifetime, right? To solve all of these problems that have been decades in the making and made by both parties. Both parties who have rigged the system in a Hegelian dialectic where we have to go to the polls and make a choice between two false choices who are two sides of the same coin every single time. Choose from the lesser of two evils over and over and over until all we're left with is evil. That's why it's so bad right now. That's why we can't have nice things. That's why everything is crazy. It's why your son or daughter can't buy a car without a 15% interest rate or even get into a home. And don't make the mistake that not buying a home is going to make housing more affordable. Rent in every category is skyrocketing all over the country. People can't afford their grocery bills. They can't afford their electric bills. College tuition is skyrocketing. The American dream is slipping between our fingers, slipping away from regular Americans. And it's because we have allowed these two parties and their corporate and media sponsors and co-conspirators to get away with this sham that they call democracy, that they're telling us to our face is a fraud. That's how crazy this is. That's how nonsensical all of this is. They are telling us every single day your elections are rigged, giving us no recourse into unrigging these elections and no other alternative for solutions other than Washington, D.C. and an election every 4 years. It's all completely bonkers. And today we're going to talk to a new guest. She is an expert in this area. And I'm going to ask her that very difficult question. And I think we should all be asking ourselves these questions. Nug202 is on the live chat right here on Rumble. Welcome everyone to the live chat. We have a lot of regulars here today and some new faces as well. Nug says, I disagree with the cemented into your lazy boys. It's more of a melding and a welding. I don't disagree. So we're going to bring Christina Tobin in at the bottom of the hour, right around 11:40. And we're going to ask her about her work. She's exposing this and she's doing the really hard work of unrigging our elections. Yes, it's not all doom and gloom. There are solutions. You're just not going to get them on Fox News or from Sean Hannity or any of those big talkers or the Bizarro Con presenters as well. There are ways to get out of this. It starts with reframing the issue, reframing the entire paradigm. If you are listening to reporting on politics that locks you into the two-party paradigm, Democrats bad, Republicans good, or vice versa, then you're looking through the wrong prism. You're looking through the wrong paradigm. So we have to reframe this issue in an understanding that both Democrats and Republicans at the top leadership level, not all the rank and file and not all registered Democrats or Republicans. I'm talking about those corrupt entities who have taken over the core, the infrastructure of both parties. They will not offer solutions. They're all getting filthy rich and ridiculously powerful as they destroy our country. They're ravaging our country. They're ravaging our Constitution, destroying our democracy, destroying the American dream, and they don't care. So we have to reframe the issue. We have to reform the system from the bottom up. And there are ways to do that. There are ways that you can be re-franchised, right? Instead of disenfranchised, you can have agency. You can be advocates in your community. You don't have to give up. It's not all over. We can have nice things. We just have to stop going to the same places to seek the answers to the problems that they've created. Also reviving the concept of debate, a big debate coming up in the next couple of days that Christina is working on. Studio 8424, preach it, Shannon. I got you. Amen. Let's go, girl. Yeah, right? We're in the wrong paradigm. And yeah, there's a lot of money to be made in doom casting and in fomenting hate and division on both sides, right? And leading you down this electoral path that time and time again betrays us. That, unfortunately, is the majority of Con Inc., save a few. And so we're going to talk to Christina in a little bit, but I am going to hit some headlines today before we get to Christina. Big report from the writing. There is a reason you are feeling disenfranchised. There's a reason that there were empty seats at CPAC. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about CPAC today. I might later in the week. I didn't watch any of the speeches. I've been to CPAC multiple times. I stopped going years ago because I was completely disgusted by the entire event. And I don't need to go into that. But from what I saw online and from reports of people there, aside from the Donald Trump speech, there were very, very few in attendance and a lot of empty seats. And so I would direct you guys, Daniel Horowitz talked about this a bit on Friday. He is spot on. You must make Daniel Horowitz a part of your weekly repertoire for good information. He blows the lid off of CPAC and Con Inc. and has some pretty great analysis as to why we always lose. It's because we go to conferences and we buy the hats and the slogans and we yell at the TV from our political armchair and we don't get out and practice civics. That's the bottom line about why Republicans and conservatives always lose. That's the bottom line as to why there was never a red wave and there likely won't be another red wave. It's because we've completely abandoned as a movement where the true power is. And we happily go along as the opposition party to the Democrats, adopting most of their priorities and only bothering to fight at the periphery of the larger agendas that they're pushing time and time and time again. And no one articulates this better than Daniel Horowitz, and his analysis of CPAC is spot on. But so I'm not going to dive too deeply into CPAC. I see on the live chat that most of you are equally disgusted. There is another thing happening in Washington, D.C. that is absolutely valuable that is happening right now. Do not leave this show to go watch, but go back and watch. I'm going to do so myself. But High Wire Talk on Twitter is live streaming federal agencies and the COVID cartel. What are they hiding? It's a panel hearing with Senator Ron Johnson and some of the biggest names and voices in the medical freedom movement. That's happening as I speak. That is way more valuable than any of the poll-tested speeches that you'll hear at a place like CPAC. So there are good things happening, and we're certainly going to talk about that and report on that and maybe grab some video clips on that later in the week. But they're talking about some big news when we come back. Again, why were those seats empty at CPAC? Well, this is a major report from The Writing. Conservative media, Con Inc., and BizarroCon absolutely tanking in terms of viewership. This is a stunning report that was put out by Mediaite and sourced by thewriting.com. Election year traffic to right-wing news websites has plummeted, in some cases up to 70%. percent. That is national review. This should never be happening in an election year. And it's an indication that people are leaving in droves. Even though they have all the power and all the money and all the advertisers and all the platforms, and they go to CPAC and pat themselves on the back for being the masters of the conservative universe, people are not tuning in and they're not visiting their websites. We're going to look at that report after the break. We're also going to look at the new emerging media outlets like The High Wire with Del Bigtree and our good friend Tracy Beans over at Uncover DC, Brownstone Institute, and segments, you know, obviously Steve Dace and Daniel Horowitz over at The Blaze, Vigilant News, Vigilant Fox, Chief Nerd, aggregators out there providing great information, truth-based information, filling the vacuum that is being left right now by Con Inc. It's actually a good thing. The people that you're listening to, by the way, on mainstream news media and the conservative right, don't have nearly as much influence as you think they do. A lot of their followers on Twitter are fake. A lot of their audiences are built in. And people are tuning out. This is evidenced by this really important report put out by the writing. So we're going to look at that when we come back. Also, two areas of interest that we are going to cover this week on the Shannon Joy Show. Bombshell reports. One are the VSafe free text submissions obtained by Aaron Siri. These are the firsthand account of thousands of individuals within the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccines, writing in about their injuries. They're absolutely devastating. This Thursday, my queen, Tracy Beans, will be on the Shannon Joy Show. She is reporting on this for High Wire. We're going to have her for the full hour on Thursday to talk about this absolutely devastating, devastating new development. We're going to touch on it when I come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. More importantly, the largest, this is another news item that we're going to cover today before we get to Christina Tobin. The largest vaccine study ever reveals what the conspiracy theorists have said all along. This was reported by Vigilant Fox on Vigilant News. Scientists found a massive increase in the risks of developing serious health conditions post-jab. They looked at 99 million vaccinated individuals, and the results are devastating. And this is likely going to be covered today on that panel hearing put together by Ron Johnson, Washington, D.C., federal agencies, and the COVID cartel. What are they hiding? Now, here we have another example of devastating study after devastating study, testimony and data, on Capitol Hill, in Washington, D.C., and absolutely nothing from the two political candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. CPAC, a conservative organization, likely didn't even broach these issues except in a very broad way for an applause line. The two candidates vying for our votes, both complicit in the devastation in the news that we're seeing today. That's what has to change. That's the gaslighting that we're experiencing right now. Vidana is with us on the live chat. The only talkers that are surviving and growing right now are the truth tellers. As for Republicans, Trump is ruining his party by being an idiot on COVID and the vaccines. Vidana, I agree. I'm a very small platform. You guys know the Shannon Joy Show, independently produced. I'm a very, very small little engine, but I can tell you the reach of this show has grown 10 times, tenfold in just the past 12 months, right? So we are growing and we're growing exponentially. We are nowhere close to the entities that dominate discussion in conservative circles, but we are growing and we are becoming stronger. And that's really important. And that's thanks to all of you for supporting the Shannon Joy Show. If you'd like to become a patron and support this little engine that could, please go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com, and set up your monthly contribution. We come back, we're going to hit those quick headlines right around 11:38, 11:40 Eastern time. We are going to bring in Christina Tobin And we're going to ask her that really tough question. Seriously, seriously, why are we even doing this? They are telling us to our face that the elections are rigged. They lie to us continually, both parties. They continue to run us off of a cliff, both parties. What is the point of even turning out in November of 2024 if we're just going to get more of the same? We're going to ask her that question and benefit from her expertise. She's fighting to unrig our elections and unrig the system, and it can be done. We'll be back in a moment to continue this discussion right here on The Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on 2 sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have 1 dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. The big question today, why vote? And I'm dead serious. Why vote, right? Both Democrats and Republicans and their handlers in the media and their propagandists in the media tell us over and over and over and over in their own way that the elections are completely rigged, right? And that is the message that we are being delivered ad nauseum. Out of the other side of their mouth, they're telling us that we have to gear up and focus on incessantly over the next 8 or 9 months, the most important election of our lifetime in 2024, right? So the elections are rigged, but go vote in elections, right? Freedom means democracy. We have freedom in this country, and the way we maintain our freedom is through democracy. And democracy, the way that we implement democracy, is through elections. And elections determine who's going to rule us. That's how we stay free, right? But the elections are rigged. So what's the point? Why are we doing this? Is anyone else talking about this? Well, they won't talk about this because doom casting and hate casting and dividing the country ad nauseum over and over for years and years and years is a highly lucrative business. It's a highly lucrative model. And so they engage in that, but it doesn't seem to be working anymore, right? At least not for Con Inc. And we see all the headlines about the mainstream news media, plummeting viewership, CNN, MSNBC. We have these major media outlets just closing down in left-wing news media or mainstream news media, shuttering their doors, closing forever as we're watching the mainstream media in the U.S. topple. Now, that is expanding, I believe, into conservative media. And we're just beginning to see the first signals on this in an election year. This is a huge story. I guarantee you're not going to see it on any of these media outlets because it's about them, okay? But this is from thewriting.com. This is written up in Mediaite, which is an independent news outlet. They criticize Democrats and Republicans and Democrat and Republican media on a regular basis. Election year traffic to right-wing news websites, they looked at January of 2020 versus January of 2024. And in defense of January 2020, just so that we are looking at this objectively, that was a very, very high right-wing social media outlet viewership year just because of the nature of COVID and just the dystopian nightmare that descended on the United States of America. People were home, they were accessing news. And so January of 2020 was a very high viewership year. But still, I mean, this is unbelievable. Okay, we are looking. Fox News and they looked at unique visitors to these websites, these news organization websites. Fox News has declined 24%. Washington Examiner has declined 66%. Washington Times, the kind of rhino paper of record, has declined 82%. The Blaze, down 60%. National Review, down 71%. Western Journal, down 76%. Breitbart, down 87%. Daily Caller, 59%. Daily Wire, down 73%. Newsmax was the only conservative outlet that increased, and it's an anomaly. They were up 37%. Town Hall, down 87%. This is massive. This is massive. And in the article, when they analyzed this, they looked at certain things, one being crisis fatigue. The audience, it used to be that right-wing news media was entertaining. That was the Rush Limbaugh era. It was fun to own the libs. It was fun to make fun of Obama. It was fun to go in and mock liberals and Democrats. And there was a whole entertainment model involved with that. You have very sexy women on Fox News showing off their legs. You have two talking heads in the boxes, and no one really cared. It was entertaining because everybody had, you know, savings in the bank and a good job and nice prospects, and you could buy a house and reasonably live and pursue happiness, and there wasn't a crisis at the border. You weren't terrified of the relaunch of the next deadly pandemic where they lock us down again, and everything was just hunky-dory, right? So news as entertainment actually had a place in this country because we didn't really take it that seriously. And I can assure you, no one on the media took it that seriously either. Remember, they told us we're entertainers, not advocates or activists or even ideologues, okay? Now, with crisis fatigue, and this is the when you go to a mainstream news media outlet and it's constantly doom and gloom and the liberals are winning and the elections are rigged and nothing is good and there's nothing you can do and wait for the next election. And even when you wait for the next election and you elect a Republican and win the House and the Senate and the presidency, plus 33 governorships and 34 state legislatures, all under control of conservatives and Republicans. And that was the reality of the situation for conservatives in 2016 when Donald Trump came into office. Even when you do that, they still betray you. Even when that happens, you still get Obamacare completely funded, never repealed. Planned Parenthood, completely funded, never repealed. Hillary Clinton, never locked up. The border wall, never built. Mexico, never paid for it. Debt upon debt upon debt. Trillions of dollars in new spending and deficit spending under the Republicans and Trump during trifecta power. So even when we win, we lose, right? So you can only do that so often before people get fatigued and they get disillusioned and something breaks and then they just tune out. And this is why for me, in terms of a model of news and analysis every day, my mission is always to inform you and then to give you an opportunity to do something about it from your own corner of the world according to your own unique talents and abilities. And that's just what we try to do every day here on the Shannon Joy Show. And so this is a big deal, and we're going to continue to watch this. They also talked about the Trump aspect. We're going to look into this in more detail on the Shannon Joy Show, but I want to welcome in to the Joy Virtual Studio our guests. So I want to get to Christina Tobin. And again, this is one of those aspects of media today where it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And we're going to ask Christina about this. She joins us today on the Shannon Joy Show, a brand new guest here on the show. And your mic is muted right now, Christina.
Very good. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, how are you?
Great. I'm in travel mode, headed to New York today. So you might hear some airport here and there, hence the muting in between. But thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You have captured my imagination and my attention. The headline of today's show is Why Even Vote? And I'm very serious about that. We are told by both political parties, mainstream media, both sides, that the elections are rigged. And there's an element of truth to that. But the point is, how far does that go in disenfranchising the American citizen and the American voter? And what do we do to fix it? You're an expert on this. Please let me just introduce you to the audience, and then we're going to get into that question, and you can kind of help us try to figure it out. Christina Tobin is an advocate for open and transparent elections, guys. In 2008, so she's been doing this for a very long time, she founded the Free and Equal Elections Foundation for Reform, to reform the electoral system throughout the U.S. and to give a voice to all qualified candidates. 2014, she founded the United We Stand Festival, and that's a movement, this is so near and dear to my heart, that encourages local civic participation and inspires people to run for office. You have assisted in getting Republicans, Democrats, and independents and other third-party candidates on ballots across the U.S., truly independent. And Christina stands out as the only active expert in petitioning in that industry with a winning record for securing ballot access for an independent presidential candidate, among other things. So welcome to the show, Christina. How did you get in this business? What was it that happened where you said, I've got to really dedicate my life to fixing this in some way?
Well, thank you. As a voting rights advocate, I don't hold it against people who haven't voted. I'm here to inspire people to vote, but we have so many flaws, and I can understand why people do not want to play into a flawed, seemingly corrupt system. They want to see that their votes are counted. They want to see candidates they're inspired to run for. These sort of things are going to happen in the future. So if you haven't voted yet, My role here, with many others, in building a coalition, a movement, infinite movements, inspire and give you every reason to know that your vote will be counted in the future. And there will be candidates that will inspire you, that are going to make our world a better place. And when I was 17 years of age, my father ran for governor of Illinois as a libertarian. And I saw firsthand the flaws, the corruption of the electoral system, and really the two-party system, keeping a truly accountable candidate like my dad off the ballot. So 4 years later, I stepped in as his ballot access coordinator and got him on the ballot as lieutenant governor. And then for about a decade in Chicago, got the independent D's, R's, third parties, independents on the ballot. And that's when Ralph Nader found me as an independent for president. He hired me to get him on the ballot, and I was able to succeed starting at zero ballot lines and got him on the ballot in 45 states plus D.C. We didn't have enough money for all 50, but I do a lot of work, but I really give the credit to the team around me that make the success happen in a reality in both worlds. So that in 2008 inspired the creation of Free and Equal Elections when we hosted our first presidential debate. We've been doing that for 15 years now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Tell us about, let's start with the fraud. Everyone's telling us the elections are rigged. Everything's rigged. Democrats have their own version, right? It's voter suppression and it is disenfranchisement. The Republicans have their own versions, 2000 mules and rigged machines and the gerrymandering. So we're getting it from both sides. From your perspective as an independent, what is the reality of the situation? How fraudulent are elections, and where is that fraud happening from your perspective? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
From the powers that be that control the two-party system, the Wizard of Oz, there is no two parties. It's one party, really a two-party tyranny. Wow. That's beholden by pharmaceutical, military, industrial complex, the big money, Vanguard. I mean, we can go through the list of all of that. And they are not serving us. They're serving their pocketbooks. That's why we see Pelosi and Madeleine Albright, you know, $90 million in their war chest, over $200 million in their war chest. Shame on these political individuals. There's so few of them, so few, and so many of us. And when we rise across the United States and throughout the world, we're not only going to take our government back, but we're going to see so much peace and love and compassion rise. So we have a bigger vision with Free and Equal Elections of how we're going to achieve that. And yes, these people in office has intentionally created these flaws, right? Mm. It's voter fraud is not really the bigger issue. It's electoral fraud, which gerrymandering. That's not okay. These voting machines tie devolved dominion to big money powers that be, follow the money. It's not okay. Why don't we have alternative voting methods? Singular vote's the worst voting method possible, which praises and accentuates the wasted vote fear. Don't vote out of your conscience. Vote out of fear, lesser of greater evils. Look where that's gotten us today. It's the people in office that create these flaws. Why? Because it keeps them getting reelected over and over and over again.
Can you explain to us just, you know, bullet, the types of fraud? And I agree with you that it seems over the past 100 years, the two parties have begun to engage in what seems to be a power sharing arrangement, where they're able to control the candidates that are presented to the public, and they put forth a lesser of two evils narrative while the media divides us, right? So we vote out of fear of the other party rather than because we're inspired by the party or the politician that is on quote unquote our side. And so they've done this over time. And you mentioned voter fraud, gerrymandering, and really mostly the false choices, like that narrative of that system of choosing candidates that are beholden to the system as opposed to candidates that will challenge the system. So can you explain it in an umbrella way, like how it works, in so that the audience can understand this phenomenon?
There's so many things. The fact that gerrymandering and how it's controlled by the powers that be, follow the money, it's really a game. And the lives of the people in Gaza and Ukraine, Russia, anywhere around the world, it's not a game. And so I firsthand have seen, and being in the Chicago electoral system for ballot access for 10 years, I saw firsthand this gentleman or person that is named Barack Obama. When he ran for Senate, he was a no-namer, and I saw every single candidate knocked off the ballot that challenged him. I had never seen anything like that in Chicago. I was like, they're going to run this guy for president one day. That's one example. And ballot access, I've seen with voting machines. I've hosted electoral reform symposium with controllers, secretary of state members. They have told me firsthand, they're neutral people. D's, R's, doesn't matter. Or independents, independent-minded. They have seen the votes change right in front of them. They're like, these machines are flawed, is the nicest way of putting it. The restrictive ballot access barriers. Why does the two-party make it where it happens to be 938,000 signatures, almost a million signatures for an independent, like Robert F. Kennedy, Cornel West, Ralph Nader back in 2008 to get on the ballot while it's only 25 or 50,000 signatures, because they don't want to see beyond the party system. And our Constitution has no mention of parties. I personally don't believe in political parties. I think that as I have seen firsthand, as they become larger, they inevitably become infiltrated. I see a lot of good on more the local level, less within the main two parties, more so third parties, independents. But as they become larger, they inevitably become infiltrated, even third parties and independents, not much different from the mainstream D's and R's. So those are some examples, and I could give dozens, if not hundreds more.
Yeah. Where can people find your work if they want to go and get more information and all of this? Real quick, I have more questions for you, but your website, freeandequal.org, is that a good start for the audience to go in and begin to learn about this?
Yes, you can go to freeandequal.org. And might I add, this year we're hosting our presidential debate series. We've been doing them 15 years. Larry King and I co-moderated in 2012, reaching tens of millions.
Wow.
And we're gearing up for our second presidential debate this year. I'm flying to New York at Chelsea Television Studios.
Amazing.
This Thursday, February 29th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So I'd love for you and your viewers who want to promote that would be great. You can go to freeandequal.org and see 330,000 votes were voted through our blockchain voting app for the top seven candidates to be invited. So we have Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party and Jasmine Sherman of the Green, Claudia De La Cruz of Socialism and Liberation, and then we have the Libertarian candidates, Lars Mastead and Chase Oliver. Cornel West and Robert F. Kennedy have been invited to the debate. I hope they can make it. So Rumble's streaming it live, Pacifica, Epic Times. I mean, it's really building. And I really thank you so much for all that you do, Shannon, and putting the truth out there and having me on your show.
Of course, of course. Well, you know, and conservatives don't always know what to do with people like I am attracted to people who are independent and who float between both of the political parties and really just want to advocate more speech. And I think I guess this is my next question. Do you have trouble gaining traction? You help Republicans and conservatives and independents, but you will also help socialists and or the Socialist Party or the Libertarian Party or the Green Party. Do you have trouble gaining traction from people who are kind of locked into the D or the R? Do you kind of blow their minds when you talk to them because you kind of float between all of this in an effort to promote free speech and actually unrig our elections?
The times, they are truly a changing. Yeah. The Gallup polls are more independent voters than D's and R's. I mean, this is, we can see it with Robert F. Kennedy and many more independents I see leaving. They're using party lines, D's and R's, but they're really independent of the system and beyond. So what these candidates need is a independent movement, a free and equal. That's where I come from. I am such a supporter of more voices, more choices. You can be far left, far right. And I see whether you're socialism, libertarian, doesn't matter. We can agree on more things than not. And I can say across the board, these accountable candidates that are drawn to our debates agree on one thing, that we want to have peace and love. Love wins. Love is greater than fear. And we are done with this needless chaos being inflicted by the powers that be, the two-party tyranny, the military-industrial complex, pharmaceutical, and everything I mentioned before and beyond. Those days are, that's the old paradigm. It's crumbling. The Commission on Presidential Debates is crumbling. I mean, that's just one of the most powerful tools that the two-party system uses to create this grand illusion that there's a myth of voter choice in the two-party tyranny. They have essentially rigged the system and tried to leave kick independence out in the cold, but that is no longer, like, energy consciousness is rising. Science, technology, I see a lot of good in that. And transparency through blockchain and technology is going to transform our elections and bring about political transparency.
To your point, Steve Dace just tweeted out, there are two reasons why there will be no debate this fall. Steve Dace is a very, very large voice in conservative media. Biden's handlers won't dare the risk. But also, this guy, and he means Bobby Kennedy Jr., is polling high enough he'd have to be included in those debates. And neither side wants this stuff said to hundreds of millions of people. And so to your point, those debates are a way, and and this is supported by media. Left-wing media and right-wing media are controlling those choices again. And this is why you host debates and you invite everyone to the table. Because the more voices that are out there, not the hand-picked, chosen candidates that will fall into the system that you describe, medical-industrial complex, military-industrial complex, the captured agencies, those people must be kept out at all times. And you got to make a deal in order to get into, you know, the debates or even to win that candidacy. We can see this happening right now with Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I want to emphasize to see comments here. I am not a supporter of political parties. I bring these, ours, third parties, independents, but as they become larger, they inevitably become infiltrated. And yes, I agree with the extent that the Commission on Presidential Debates, I don't see a debate happening with them. However, our debate, I foresee becoming the mainstream debate. So in the future debates, so we'll have more this fall after the primary, Trump and Biden and Robert F. Kennedy and so on will be invited. I do not think Trump or Biden's going to debate anybody, and it would behoove Kennedy to be at this debate this Thursday. I hope he will be. I have been hired. I also have a petitioning company that's creating millions of signatures called Free and Equal Inc., and we were recently hired by Robert F. Kennedy's American Values PAC to get him on the ballot. Yeah. So I am getting him on the ballot, and I'm using proceeds from that ballot drive to make this debate happen. It's a project upwards of a quarter of a million. The production that we have is beyond. We're at Chelsea Television Studios. That's the home of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart. So it is so real time, and we're only going to continue to rise from here on. This is the only platform that Kennedy and even Trump will be invited to. I hope he makes it too in the future.
So it's an open invitation to, and again, right, you're not, because they said here on the live chat, it's you're a pro third party. And you're saying, no, I'm not pro party at all. We want free and fair elections. We want Americans to have choices, not rigged choices or controlled choices. And I mean, I find it astounding. Like, here you are acknowledging that the electoral system is completely corrupted, right? And the right and the left both say this ad nauseum to us over and over and over. So at the same, rather than fixing it, bringing in other parties, rather than the media coming in and saying, okay, we're not just going to limit this to Biden and Trump, and we're not going to let Trump get away with not debating, which is what he did during the primaries, which was another, you know, complete destruction of democracy, is letting these guys get away with not debating. Rather than the media covering for them, they'll just continue to yap at us about how the elections are rigged, but do nothing to change it. So here you are saying, listen, we're having a debate. It is state of the art. We're inviting everyone here. And as a constitutional conservative, I believe in limited government, smaller government. I don't mind hearing what the socialist says. For me, that's an opportunity to know what their talking points are and defeat them in the arena of public opinion. I don't mind people who have wacky ideas exposing them and talking about them so that we have choices. Like, to me, I agree with you. More choices, more speech, more debates, less moderation, less control from the two parties and the competing media systems. And I think that then we can step forward.
Yeah, the future are independent candidates, and I see every candidate, whether they're aligned with the party or not, as an individual. So the blockchain voting app, we're in the beginning beta phase. We'll be going into a voter ID verification over time phase, but we'll be listing every candidate in office, running for office. We're here to give independent candidates and all candidates truly a free and equal chance of winning, really independent candidates of the big money and control, and also in creating our own media. I see a lot of correspondence and media, Hollywood music. As the presidential debate series wraps up this year, we're going to be flowing Free and Equal Elections into the United We Stand tour. Free and Equal has been hosting United We Stand Festival for 8 years, and it's going to also break out into a tour where we bring all the conscious and art leaders and artists, that is, and leaders, and a coalition is building around this presidential debate series and United We Stand tour. And we're going to be inspiring people to run for office, to give them every reason to want to vote if they haven't voted, bringing in the youth and getting them engaged and involved on all levels. Real change begins from the ground up. So there's a way bigger independent vision here. It's truly the spark and the beginning of an independent movement for our country and our world.
Here's one of my questions. I do see that you advocate for, you know, a blockchain or a different kind of voting system that is electronic in nature. And, you know, I'll quote Mark Cohodes, who's a good friend of the Shannon Joy Show. And, you know, he said on his platforms, you know, because he's skeptical of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And he's like, no one's ever been able to explain it to me how it works. And I'm of the same mindset. Why make it more complicated with more electronics and maybe simplify it more and go back to like actual physical in-person voting without the machines, where you actually cast a vote, you get a receipt for your vote, and rather than going higher tech, go lower tech in terms of something like voting, because it's such a personal thing and it has to be controlled. We want it to be controlled at that local level.
Well, how about implementing both? I hear one of the maybe best or better solutions is we have the paper ballot. And imagine when you cast that ballot, you get a code or 10, 20 digits, and then it is put on the blockchain ledger so you can actually see that your vote was counted.
There's I love it.
And I see somebody talking about ranked choice voting. Huge supporter of alternative voting methods. The singular vote, what we have is the worst voting method. It is what accelerates the wasted vote syndrome. You have ranked choice voting and you're done. There's no more wasted vote. You can actually vote your conscience, or score voting, or approval voting, or star voting. Anything else is better. So that would be my response to technology is here. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
We have good people in office. And I think a lot of those people are going to be able to implement blockchain voting, which there are even better things coming beyond blockchain voting into the system, where then we can see the power shift from the federal, state to even local level, where people can self-govern themselves. So we have transparency, and a lot of people on the left can understand and support that too. I've talked to anarchists, I've talked to socialists, but I'm here to bring those ideas together and let the best ones thrive for our country and our world.
I think one of the reasons we are in such a pickle is because we're so divided. We don't trust each other at all, right? Because the two parties have divided us to such an extent that there is no trust in just the American people. And I love the idea. I've always been really irritated that I go and I vote and my vote goes into a machine. I don't get a receipt. I don't have any way of tracking that vote, making sure that it was properly counted. It really irritates me. And so I think that what you're talking about, and you aren't just talking about the national elections. I mean, I've seen you talk about how important local control is over these things and local civic involvement. How corrupt are those? I mean, you talked about the election committees and the election, you know, the people in the back rooms who, you know, execute all of this. Like, how do we go in at that granular level locally and make sure that from the bottom up, the system is not rigged? Because people really don't trust it. I mean, people, you hear it all the time.
That's a great question. And I have firsthand been involved very much in my local elections in Cambria, California. I've lived here for 12, 14 years, gone to a lot of local board meetings. And when I realized I couldn't make change within those board meetings because they were all tied to also big money, like crazy on a local level to Poseidon, powers that be, I decided to create what's the most active social media page for my town, Cambria Currents, putting on great events, giving back, and so on. And really that page has helped create transparency as to what's happening in elections and has helped elect accountable individuals. We have 5 board members and one is like a wonderful a candidate, and she's won the one I voted for. And all we have to do is vote two more like her, and we take our power back on a local level. So in order to make change on a national level, I have always felt known I got to get involved in a local level, and I do that very much in my own hometown of Cambria, California.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I did my research on some of your positions, and I'm like, okay, this girl gets it. And a lot of times you get lost in the fray of all of the talking heads, but what you're doing is real and it's meaningful. And clearly you've dedicated your life to this, and I'm really thankful for that. And I think everyone should support you and follow you over at freeandequal.org. And also support your effort to bring a free and equal debate that is not rigged by the two political parties. I love that Rumble is involved, and I love that they are going to live stream that. I don't know if I can even pull some stuff and maybe put it on my channel as well, but I think it's amazing, and I would love to bring that to my audience. So that is this week. Is it Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, you mentioned? Give us a little bit more information about that so that people can tune in. I think it's going to be fascinating. I want to hear what they have to say. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I hope you can broadcast it, because this is how the debate's being heard, by alternative platforms that are just not for censorship for the people. Rumble and many others, and like yourselves, how we're going to reach the masses, because the current mainstream media we know is crumbling too. They don't know it, but maybe they do. And I really love how somebody mentioned the League of Women Voters, the smash Dominion machines, should they? I really hope the League of Women Voters, I foresee them being a part of this presidential debate series, as they're winding down their own debates. And really love what they did in the early 70s starting debates, but it was wrongfully stolen from them by the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Oh, I've gone up against League of Women Voters. They do not like me in my look, because I get active local too, girl.
They can be good in some states, and some states not so much. I hear you.
Oh, they are in the back of the room tisking at me. They are mad, like, you know, so they were great. And then I do feel like they kind of hijacked things a little bit. I'm not really sure what went down with League of Women Voters.
It's very state by state, and unfortunately it's a little more challenging with them in more states than not. But it's just a good entities. That's why we're putting Free and Equal on a decentralized platform in the future. And there's nobody owning Free and Equal. I'm simply a visionary and building an organization, team around it. The bigger role and the vision is to replace most, if not every, members of Congress in 2026 through the United We Stand tour. So that's the goal. Those are the more important races. When we do that, everything's going to start falling into place.
Yeah. Well, and that's a really hard space to occupy for you there, is you very difficult. Everyone wants to drag you into their party. She's left. She's right. They want to define, and they do that to me all the time too, right? Like, and I think is such a problem in our politics today. And I really appreciate you just trying to like maintain that principled stance. It's about, you have tethered yourself to your principles, and you're not allowing yourself or your organization to be moved. You just want to advocate free speech and free and fair elections. That is very commendable. And I really, I'm encouraged by that. So thank you very much. freeandequal.org, and right here on Rumble live stream. And yeah, we'll see if they don't mind, I'll stream it from my page as well, but in my Twitter, but thank you. And let's try to get RFK Jr. on there, right?
I love that.
Yeah. So you're putting out,
please ask him on social media, ping him. It's open source. We're opening up the debate to everyone. I mean, you can tap in. That people have wanted exclusive Rumble. Others are like, nah, it's open to everybody. Epic Times or no, Zero Hedge, not Epic. And I'm like, yeah, it's open. They're like, okay, cool. And so would love for you to broadcast it, and you and others in the network, the more that we can send some love and say, come on, Bobby, change your schedule. Well, actually, he said that he was unavailable, but I told him we would change the date to accommodate his schedule, but that didn't matter. A lot of candidates, my firsthand experience, 15 years, they always want to debate the more well-known candidates, in this case, Biden, Trump. It's not going to happen, Bobby. Like, come, this is the debate. And when you're here, it's just going to be like hit the masses overnight, Cornell West too. But we're moving forward no matter. And it's individuals like yourself that are going to help get them there.
Oh, I'll do it 100%.
Thank you.
So Zero Hedge is platforming, and And
they're not, unfortunately.
Okay.
They want Kennedy there in order to broadcast. So okay. They may cover an article. A journalist is still going to show up. But Epic Times will broadcast, and they're interested in sponsoring. So that's exciting.
I love Epic Times. That's the paper of record for the Shannon Joy Show.
Oh,
so
yeah, they're great.
They're involved. Then that's really amazing. Okay, so I'm going to work on that. I'm going to put that on my radar, and we'll report on it. And you just keep it up. If you need anything, let me know. And thank you for – I know you have to zip and go get on a flight, so I don't want to take up too much more of your time. But real quick, just tell everyone what you need, where they can get involved, and where they can find you, and then I'll let you go. But I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. At the airport, LAX, getting out of here soon. freeandequal.org. You can go to and donate to. You can donate to help us put on our next debate. We hope to have up to 3, 4, 6 debates this year, depending on the support and funding.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You can also go on. We're going to have a vote after the debate this Thursday of the 5 candidates. So people are going to vote ranked choice voting. Who was their favorite candidate? We had over 330,000 votes casted for the top 7 that were invited to this debate. So you can go on our website, more details, submit a question too, and definitely watch the live stream this Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time at freeandequal.org or on Rumble.
Amazing. Amazing. And I will retweet that. Shannon, rebroadcast it. Everyone wants me to. The live chat likes you, Christina. Like, we're all tough, right? You know what I mean? We're all, you know what it is? We're all just so jaded. We're cynical and jaded these days because we've been screwed over. But no, we're definitely going to rebroadcast it. Thank you so much for everything you do. I'm going to let Christina go, and then we are going to go.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Safe travels, okay? Welcome
and
to
no
New York.
No need to be. Do not be cynical. Do not be jaded, because the moment you give up, the moment you're down, they win.
That's
true. Remain optimists as long as we're here breathing, and we want to make change. We unite. And when that idea comes, people who are sad or jaded or a little, they're going to hop right on and be like, here it is. And we're right there. So thank you, Shannon, so much. Like, we
100%.
Love wins for sure.
Let's go. Christina Tobin. You guys can follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at Christina Tobin, T-O-B-I-N. Her organization is freeandequal.org. That's freeandequal.org. And you guys know me. I like more voices, not fewer voices. I think the voices that are given platforms are largely corrupted. That means the big wigs in the Republican and Democrat Party. It means the big wigs on conservative media and mainstream media. And they suck all of the oxygen out of the room. And they definitely have, I mean, you can't be in that club unless you conform, unless you submit, unless you agree to push those larger agendas. And that's something that I've never been able to agree to. That's why I'm independent. You guys know that. Because in order to get in those fancy clubs or those bigger platforms, you really have to give up some of your principles and your values. That's just been my experience. And yeah. So it's always frustrated me that these independent candidates just cannot. And I see, to Christina's point, I've been involved locally in local electoral politics here in New York State. She's in California. And I do think there's a reason that we get each other. She advocates from the local level in California. I advocate from the local level here in New York State, two of the most corrupt states on the face of the planet in terms of electoral politics. And also, California and New York share the problem that, you know, the Republican Party is essentially in both states been gutted and is almost a fake opposition party. So there's really not even any infrastructure within the Republican Party in both states. And so that's why you see the Democrats just running rampant and just rampaging through these states, becoming it accelerates, right? So we've seen the acceleration first in New York State and California. And most people in the country mistakenly think that that is just a hallmark of New York and California. New York and California were not always like that. We weren't perfect states, but we had functioning elections, we had functioning governments, and we didn't, you know, completely lose our minds. This all can be exported to red states, and that's what I'm concerned about. I don't want to see Texas go purple. I don't want to see Florida or South Carolina or North Carolina or Iowa, fall to the false party paradigm that results in what we have in New York and California. So we've seen, I have seen in my own, you know, elections, you know, a lot of really dirty tricks and shenaniganizing, gerrymandering. She's absolutely right about everything. And yeah, I hope that Bobby Kennedy Jr. will be involved in this debate. It's probably going to be well attended. If they're featuring it on Rumble, they're going to get some serious play. Also, Epic Times. Those are no joke organizations. And I think that Christina is pretty cool. So let's go to break. Why don't we go to break? When we come back, we're going to finish up the show. I'm trying to keep it tight, guys, to an hour every day. I always, you know, go a little bit freestyle towards the end. Again, because I'm not produced, I'm like a wild stallion. Like, I just go on and on. And so the shows have gotten longer and longer and longer. And I do have partners that need to keep it in, you know, into a nice package. So when we come back, we're going to finish off the show and then I'll go to the live chat. But we do have a couple more headlines that I wanted to hit before we ended the show. I'm going to get some of your comments as well. And we'll continue in just a minute right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey, everyone. Just want to pause for a moment to thank our sponsors over at Shell Shock CBD. That is shellshockcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code ShannonJoy for 10% off all of their products. We love this company, and I want to draw your attention today to a study that I found from 2014 published at NIH. This is a double-blind randomized placebo-controlled parallel group study of THC CBD spray and peripheral neuropathic pain treatment. And in the conclusion of this study, they found, and I quote, "These findings demonstrate that in a meaningful proportion of otherwise treatment-resistant patients, clinically important improvements in pain, sleep quality, and SGIC of the severity of their condition are obtained with the THC CBD spray." So as you know, we've been talking about the medicinal benefits of CBD. I use a non-THC CBD product called Rackout from Shellshock CBD that has me sleeping like a baby. And there are more and more studies out there showing that CBD is a really great alternative for people who want to stay off pharmaceutical products. And that's why I love the folks over at Shell Shock CBD. They have a whole variety of tinctures and creams and gummies and CBD products, both THC and non-THC, which is what I use, that are helping people to ease a whole variety of problems, whether it's stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, or even pain. They have the topical cream called Topical Thunder that people swear by. The reviews are fantastic. And as I've mentioned, the Rackout gummies, which is what I use when I can't sleep. It's an amazing product. I would love for you guys to try it out. If you go to shellshockcbd.com, that's shellshockcbd.com, you can get some of their products, the gummies particularly, in sample packs so that you don't have to buy and invest in the whole product. You can try it out, see it if you like it. And as John Burke always says, if you are not completely satisfied, they always give you a 100% money back guarantee. That is how confident they are in their products over at Shellshock CBD. So please support the companies that support the Shannon Joy Show. Go to shellshockcbd.com right now, today. Put in that promo code Shannon Joy and begin to experience the benefits of the medicinal benefits of Shellshock CBD. We'll be back in a moment. And we are back. Welcome back to the Shannon Joy Show. Super thankful for Shellshock CBD. And yeah, make sure you use that promo code Shannon Joy for your 10% off. Also super thankful for all of your contributions. As you guys know, the Shannon Joy Show is independent and we could not broadcast or platform this show without your support. So for those of you who have gone to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com, and become patrons of the Shannon Joy Show, I also call you angel investors. And these are my most passionate viewers and listeners and people who might not always agree with everything that I say, but do want more independent voices and do feel like, as Christina Tobin laid out in the last segment, that so much of our coverage is rigged, so much is corrupted, our political system is corrupted. And the antidote to that is more voices, more platforms, more independent coverage, creates competition, and it makes the larger voices and people like Trump and Biden more accountable and sharper. And so we always need that that competition to be bubbling up from the bottom up. And that's what you guys support when you support The Shannon Joy Show. So please go to theshannonjoy.com today, right now, theshannonjoy.com, and set up a monthly membership or a monthly sponsorship. So many of you, $5 a month, $10 a month, it doesn't matter. It all helps to grow this platform. And we are growing, that is for sure. So let's go to the live chat. Again, we're going to try to hit a couple more headlines. Again, Thursday night is the debate. I'm going to watch it. And if I can, I will broadcast it here on this channel. It's going to be from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, live streamed on Rumble and also crowdpack.com, and also covered by Epic Times, which is really great. And I know Jan Jakalik over at Epic Times, one of the senior producers or the senior producer, or the, I'm sorry, senior editor. He's amazing. And yeah, let's go. Let's go. Listen, I want to hear from all of these voices. I am so sick of these poll-tested, consultant-driven politicians scraping at the bottom of the barrel, lying constantly, refusing to debate. And, you know, I think this is a really good, I think it's going to happen. I think Steve Daze is absolutely right. I think Joe Biden, again, here's the uniparty for you. Two sides of the same coin, power sharing arrangement. I bet you $1 million that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are going to get together and they will collude and their people will collude and the parties will collude and the media will ignore it, including conservative media and mainstream media. And they'll do everything they can to cancel the debates in 2024. Why? Because they don't want Bobby Kennedy Jr. on that platform. And if they can't kick him out and get him off the ballot and they can't stop the polling that is consistently at double digits and growing for Bobby Kennedy, then they'll just cancel the debates altogether. And you just watch your conservative heroes on mainstream media or Con Inc. or Bizarro Con. They will fall in line. And hopefully Rumble won't do it. That's why I'm really, really happy that Rumble is going to platform this. And I really think that Bobby Kennedy should do this debate. And so if you guys follow Bobby Kennedy Jr. on social media and you follow him here on Rumble and you're interested in him, I think he absolutely should join this debate and be present. And for no other reason than just to get in front of more people. So let's see some of your comments. Vadana is with us on the live chat. And if you're watching right now, thank you so much. Give us a thumbs up. Join the live chat. Some of the smartest commentators in social media. Vadana says, I'm curious about the rank choice voting in real time after the debate. A lot of you are also interested in the blockchain system called VOATs for voting. Some of you don't trust blockchain. That's Dino Fun. And I agree. I don't trust blockchain alone either. I feel like it should be combined with a receipt. I loved Christina's idea of using blockchain just to secure the vote and to give you a receipt so that you can make sure that your vote was counted, but also never, ever, ever, ever giving up on physical independent paper ballot voting. I think that's really important. Let me tell you, I'm moving very quickly to low tech. It's because of my appliances. They're all electronic and they're driving me crazy. They keep breaking. The ice machine isn't working and it's because of a sensor. And we've had the guy back like 17 times. He cannot fix it. We have a $500 part that we have to get. And it's the same with my washer and dryer. These mechanics come in or these electricians come in and they're like, yeah, well, this is the way that they make appliances now. And it's really just the sensors in my car. It all drives me crazy. Like if there was a low tech mechanical company that made cars that go and washing machines that wash clothes well and dryers that dry clothes well and that actually work and last for, I don't know, 10, 20 years, like my grandmother's machines, I would buy them in a hot second. I don't need my car or my refrigerator or my my washing machine to tell me what time it is and what the humidity is in the air and, you know, how many decibels of energy I've been using. I don't even know if I'm using the right metrics there. I have no clue. I don't care. I just want it to do the things I want it to do, like low, low tech. And I think if there was a low tech company right now, it's actually governmental regulations. The reason that all these I've done my research on this. The reason that all of your electronics suck is because they have to, in order to meet sustainability standards and environmental standards and all these net zero standards imposed by our government, they have to make the machines lighter so that they don't have, they don't need as much weight when they're transporting them, and more efficient, meaning they don't clean clothes, and all to spec. And so they instead of using really great parts that are going to last forever, they use cheap plastic and so on and so forth. I could go on for an hour about this, but basically they've completely ruined our appliances in the United States of America. And that could be fixed by a bill. It could be fixed by Congress writing a bill, removing all of those sustainability standards and setting free these companies so that they can make products that actually work, including cars. And of course, the uniparty, unibrow system won't let that happen. It's way too much common sense and it would make our lives easier. And so they have to continue to play their dumb little political game. They never do anything good out of Washington, D.C. They just keep passing bill after bill after bill, screwing us. Like, this is why we need people like Christina Tobin. And this is why we need more debates. And we have to completely obliterate this false idea that it's a two-party political paradigm and that an outside party can never come in and gain traction. I was very interested in how optimistic Christina was, right? Here's a girl who is in this system and she's seen how all the sausage is made. And she's like, guys, don't worry, we can do this. We're building this infrastructure here and there, and we're encouraging local organization and activation with this. And I just thought that was really, really interesting. Maybe this is the way. I mean, I don't know when Americans are going to wake up. I really, really don't. Let's see some of your comments here. CJP Rumble says, yep, I talked to the muffler man last week. He had to work around some regulations with my car. That's right. And Vadonna says, my new SUV has a parasitic drained battery overnight. I know, they're doing wacky things. My car will start just going bonkers. The seatbelt sensor will go off and I'll have all the kids in the car. We all have our seatbelts on and all of a sudden, like, every light is going off and the car is screaming at me. I'm like, what is going on? It's like possessed. These cars are possessed. I don't like it. I don't like it. What else do we, yeah, you guys like this topic. Yeah, regulations bring in the revenue. They absolutely do, but they suck. I mean, hopefully we can figure this out. Americans will figure this stuff out and start doing things differently so that we can have nice things. All right, let's hit, two more topics. I'm going to go to break, one more quick break. Okay. I'm going to run the Kill Shot promo again, and then we're going to hit the V-safe data. And I mean, the 99 million vaccines, this is the largest study. This is the largest study conducted on 99 million vaccinated individuals. And the results are absolutely devastating. So when we come back, we're going to touch that as we finish out the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. And welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Today on Monday, we have a big, big week coming up this week. You're not going to want to miss a single episode of the Shannon Joy Show. As always, we start live right around 11 a.m. Eastern time on all of our separate platforms. And we have a lot coming up. John Leake, he is co-author with Dr. Peter McCullough, has done helped Peter with a lot of the work that he's done and the books that he's written. He's also a fantastic writer, but he is researching the bio labs that have emerged in the state of California. This is one of the reasons I continue to rage against these two political parties and these two candidates, because as we speak today, nothing is happening. You have all the biggest voices in the medical freedom movement right now in Capitol Hill. None of them that were invited to be given platforms, to my knowledge, at CPAC. So we're getting all of this data, all of this information. We're going to talk about the new study that came out with 99 million. They looked at 99 million vaccinated individuals. It's devastating. But this is why they are pressing the pedal to the metal. They're not stopping. They're not slowing down. And both political parties at this point are complicit, including Trump, unfortunately, and MAGA and most Republicans. So we're going to look at those labs. They are continuing to work on the bioweapons, not just in China and Wuhan, but here in the United States as well. We're going to have John Leake tomorrow on to talk about that. Tracy Beans will be with us on Thursday this week. She is a senior editor over at Uncover DC, and she is working with Highwire on the other major bombshell. The VSafe data long form submissions have now been released, and these are devastating. This is the best data you will get from individuals who were in the COVID-19 vaccine trials, in their own words, and what happened to them will turn your stomach. It will terrify you. And let me tell you guys, I have been going to, and we're going to get into this a little bit later in the week. I've been going to too many funerals lately, and I have had way too many friends and friends of friends in my own community developing insane types of ailments, turbo cancers. I have one friend whose neighbor, I just met with her the other day, young woman who at the age of 32 has developed prion disease, which is like a mad cow disease where it's a degenerative neurological disease that hits you out of nowhere and you're dead within weeks, if not months, right? That's unbelievable. Young men dying suspiciously, Like this doesn't happen. Like young, healthy people don't just drop dead. And I'm very concerned that we are normalizing this. We're just saying, oh, well, this happens all the time. This does not happen all the time. I had this discussion with my husband yesterday. This is massive, and neither party is talking about this. And so we're going to have Tracy Beans in on Thursday to talk about that and other political issues as well. Ed Dowd is going to be with us next week on the Shannon Joy Show, again on the same topic. In fact, I believe Ed Dowd is one of, I believe he's in Washington, D.C. right now testifying, last I knew, hopefully on Ron Johnson's panel. We're also going to have Lindsay RN of React 19. Her story is devastating. I'm making a commitment to all of you and to the vaccine injured that we are not going to forget them here on the Shannon Joy Show. These injuries are devastating. And React 19 is one of the only organizations out there that is raising money for the COVID-19 vaccine injured and continuing to platform their stories. And so I had a conversation with Lindsay over the weekend, and we are going to start to bring you these stories of horrific, horrific diseases and ailments and adverse events that are happening post COVID-19 vaccine. They are still on the market. They're still recommended for children. They're still being shipped and distributed. Donald Trump is still touting them, saying that he saved hundreds of millions of lives. Nothing is changing. They're still doing gain of function research in labs abroad and even domestically here. Everything is still happening. Nothing is slowing down. Nothing is being resolved. Nothing is being adjudicated. We aren't getting any type of reckoning, save a few bright moments from our political apparatus. And so this is why we have to continue to bring these to you. But this is devastating. So that's what we're going to be focusing on this week. Big, big week. So share this with everyone. Make sure if you're watching right now, please give us a thumbs up and give us a comment or a chat on the live chat and share this with everyone. You know, that's how we organically grow. And so this was another great resource. Highwire, Dell Bigtree, Aaron Series, ICANN, amazing sources. You don't have to go to Con Inc. You don't have to go to BizarroCon. You heard Christina talk about a few. Zero Hedge, Epic Times, Rumble, some of the Rumble voices out there. Brownstone Institute with Jeffrey Tucker, Steve Dace, Daniel Horowitz, Ed Dowd, his apparatus, Steve Kirsch, Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, Children's Health Defense, Highwire, Dell Bigtree. They're all out there. You can get truth. It's out there, and these platforms are growing and building. It's time, and you know, I'm glad, full circle here. I'm glad that these websites, these conservative websites, are suffering right now and experiencing a massive decline in people populating their websites because they're not occupying a truth space. They're trying most of these. And again, this is, you know, at the beginning of the show, I brought you this report from thewriting.com showing double digit as high as 70% drops in unique visitors to websites like National Review, Daily Wire, Fox News, and The Blaze. Some of the biggest right-wing websites out there are experiencing massive, massive reductions in people going to their websites. And it's because they're not occupying a truth space. They want to pretend that COVID didn't happen. And they've allowed the consultants to convince them that the American people don't want to talk about the most devastating thing that ever happened to us. And so have the politicians. This is why the Republican Party won't address this in any meaningful way. And so now they're experiencing the wrath of the market, which Disney has already experienced and Target has already experienced and left-wing mainstream news media has already experienced. And that's a good thing. They need to go down. Bud Light, the power of the consumer. And it looks as if the Republican right-wing media is also experiencing this now. Because while they get so much right, and they do, there's so much that they get right and such valuable work that they do on these conservative media outlets, but they are engaging in the biggest lie when they try to suppress what happened in 2020. And they engage in an even bigger lie when they push forward the guy who did it to us in such a blatant way during the Republican primaries. And so this, you can't occupy a space and ignore the biggest truth out there. And I think that's what's turning off portions of their audience. Now, again, this is just their website audience, and it's a comparison to January of 2020, which was a very high volume year. But even so, listen, I want these outlets to do great. I want them to grow. I want their positions to grow. But if they refuse to acknowledge, because of their adherence to the system, what happened with COVID-19, then I think they're going to continue to lose viewership. And you're going to continue to see independent voices grow. But it's because they're ignoring stuff like this. Vigilant Fox, this is the largest, back to Dell, Bigtree, and Highwire. I first saw this reported. The largest vaccine study ever has revealed what the conspiracy theorists have said all along. And this was conducted by the Global Vaccine Data Network, GVDN, and it was highlighted by Vigilant News and also the Highwire. They looked at a cohort of 99 million vaccinated individuals. The increased risks were compared to what was expected based on a pre-COVID-19 vaccination healthcare data, or in simpler terms, if you did not receive the jab at all. Most of the risk factors that they discovered were calculated based on a single dose. When you consider that many people took 3 shots or more, the results of this study become even more alarming. And this is what they found. Massive increase in risks of developing several serious health conditions post-jab. Moderna, after the first dose, swelling of the brain and spinal cord, almost 4 times, 400% increased risk among vaccinated. Myocarditis, 3.48 times increased risk. Pericarditis, 1.7 times increased risk. Okay. Myocarditis after the second shot, 6 times the risk of the unvaccinated. The AstraZeneca shot, blood clots, a 320% increased risk among the vaccinated. Guillain-Barré syndrome, which could lead to paralysis, 2.49 times increased risk. Pericarditis, 6.91 times increased risk. This is Pfizer. Myocarditis, 2.7 times increased risk, almost 3%. Every additional dose increased by another 3% after the Pfizer, and that's of myocarditis. Dell Bigtree had this to say about that. You're like 6 times the amount of myocarditis. But you, if you add that 6 times to the 2 or 3 times for myocarditis, what about the blood clots and the strokes? They all stack up. And at that point, you're like 20 times the amount of risk for getting totally jacked up by the vaccine. So when you add all of the different, and this, again, this is the crazy town that we live in, where we're seeing the data, we're seeing the studies, we've looked at the mechanism of adverse injury and death. We have testimony happening right now on Capitol Hill, Ron Johnson having a hearing. As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go over and watch some of that with some of the most brilliant voices in this movement. It's all there, yet we're still in a moment in this country where no one will talk about it. No one with any power. And if they do talk about it on the right, it's out of the side of their mouth, like a side note. Right? Whenever there's anyone willing to look into this and deliver a reckoning like Ron DeSantis or Surgeon General Joe Latipo out of Florida, right-wing media just ignores it. And so we're a completely impotent movement, full of outrage all the time. Everyone's mad. These big talkers on the right, they're always, you know, look like they're about to blow a gasket. on their shows. Like, they're perpetually angry about everything. Everything is rigged. The Democrats, the liberals, right? No scrutiny of their own party or their own leader, the de facto leader of the Republican Party, the one guy who's supposed to fix all of this, won't even discuss it. This is why we need more voices. This is why we have to bust out of that two-party political paradigm once and for all. I know it's hard to do, but we need to do it. And so this week, we're going to have a big week of big guests. Next couple weeks are going to be big, big guests. And we're going to continue to just push forward and not let the people in power right now, the people who are controlling the narrative among conservatives, controlling the elections, rigging the elections, gerrymandering the districts, operating in their power sharing operation between the two parties. We're not going to let them get away with it. And right now, the one guy who seems to be able to potentially do this is Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I really hope that he will be a part of that debate. There is a free and fair debate among presidential candidates from all kinds of parties. And this is being put on by our new friends over at freeandequal.org and our friend Christina Tobin, who I hope to meet someday. She seems like a really great person and I love everything that she's doing. So support their efforts and make sure you tune in. I'm going to try to broadcast this debate this Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Shannon Joy Show channel. And it's going to be on Rumble as well. Also Epic Times, which is a great organization. So let's get this started. Let's omit ourselves from the two-party political paradigm and let's start something new here in the United States of America. That could be our own way of revolting, right? Across Europe, it's an absolute revolt. They are turning out and shutting things down and protesting every single day. Complete revolution across Europe. That's how they revolt. But here in the US, maybe we can do it in a different way. Maybe we can do it through civics, through just omitting ourselves from the two-party political paradigm and doing something different for the first time so that we can solve the problems that we talk about every day on this program and not be in perpetual rage and perpetual fear and perpetual anxiety. That's no space that anyone wants to occupy, myself included. I have kids. They need freedom. I'd like to pursue happiness, right? And give you the news and inspire you and have people get active at the local level and just take our country back. We can still do it. We're just being held hostage by two entities, the media and our political system and also our own government, three entities. So we have to just throw them off and unshackle ourselves. And we're going to try to do that every day and give you guys great resources, introduce you to great people, and continue to do that here on the Shannon Joy Show. CJP Rumble says, yep, the uniparty power share. I know. I'm looking at the live chat right now. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for supporting us. We have run out of time here on the Shannon Joy Show. Please go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com right now. And I mean it. We are totally independent. We only survive based on the kindness of strangers, and that's you guys. But we are so appreciative of our angel investors and those of you who support the Shannon Joy Show with your monthly contributions by becoming a patron. You can go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com right now to set up your monthly contribution or even a one-time donation as well. So appreciated. And we'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on The Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Konecta.